Good morning, everybody. Happy Christmas. Welcome to St. Timothy's, whether you're here in person, some of you are, or whether you're online, some of you are. Hopefully you know which one is you. Lovely to have you with us. The Lord be with you. We're going to begin by praising God together. The first song I'm sure you know, O Come All Ye Faithful. So Christmas Day's here at last, and for the last 4 weeks on Sundays we've been lighting our Advent wreath. It starts completely dark. Each week we light another candle, and this morning we light the fifth candle for Christmas Day, and it's full of light. So we celebrate God's love in all sorts of ways. One of the ways we celebrate God's love and the coming of Jesus into the world is by sharing gifts with one another. But the biggest gift that God gives us is himself, and particularly his love and his forgiveness when we do things wrong. And so we remember that we don't always live the way we should. And particularly on this Christmas Day, we ask God to strengthen us, to renew us, and to help us to be the people he wants us to be. The angel told Joseph, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." So let us seek the forgiveness of God through Jesus, the Savior of the world. Lord, you came in humility to share our lives. Forgive our pride. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. You came with good news for all people. Forgive our silence. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. You came in love to a world of suffering. Forgive our selfishness. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May the God of all healing and forgiveness draw you to himself and cleanse you from all your sins, that you may behold the glory of his Son, the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated for our Bible reading, which will be accompanied this morning by a video.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived.
It's one of the best-known passages in the Bible from St. Luke. Quite a short passage, and it tells us about three different groups of people. It tells us about the big political events, the Roman emperor, Quirinius, the governor, organizing a census, upsetting everybody's lives. It tells us about the Holy Family, Jesus and Mary, needing to travel, made difficult by Mary's pregnancy. And the throng of people all traveling to their hometowns means there's nowhere for them to stay, not even a guest room. So they do the best they can. And then the third group, the shepherds and the angels. The angels bring the message of good news, and the shepherds go and see, and then take the news to others. And all of that pointing to Jesus, Emmanuel, our Saviour, revealed as an infant, laid in a manger. And as we're celebrating here at St. Timothy's, other people are celebrating all the way across the world. And since I got up this morning, I've exchanged Christmas greetings with people in Fiji and people in Central America and even somebody on Bradley Street. Everywhere across the world, people are praising God. We're all speaking different languages, we're going to be eating different foods, we have different traditions, but we're united by the person of Jesus. And it all begins with that family scene, Mary, Joseph, and the baby. Luke starts his gospel by telling us about this family. And the idea of family is really important to Jesus. You can see it all the way through his teaching. Family is about people being committed to each other, people being close to each other, people loving each other, caring for each other. And Jesus says his followers are a family. He'd describe us as a family. And not just those of us here and those of us online, but all God's people across the world, one family, brothers and sisters of Jesus. That's what he says. You're my sister, you're my brother, if you hear the word of God and do it. And he teaches his friends that they all have one Father, our Father in heaven. More than that, he says that as members of a family, we should show that we care for each other by what we do. And he gives his followers an example of that. The night before he dies, he takes a towel and washes the disciples' feet and says to them, you should do as I've done. I've set you an example. So here we are, sisters and brothers of Jesus, rejoicing at the story of our elder brother's birth. All of us trying to follow God's example set out in Jesus. All of us trying to share with one another the good news of God's love. And in a really difficult year, one of the things that's brought me joy is seeing that happen. Seeing people care for one another. Seeing the things that individuals have done. Seeing the things that we've done as a church. Things that have brought light and hope into the world. And further afield, it's not just here at St. Tim's, but in all sorts of places, God's family have shared their love with one another by telling others about Jesus, and by getting their hands dirty, doing the practical things that are necessary. Sometimes it even makes the news. On Sunday night, you will know that after a new variant of the coronavirus was found, the border with France was closed. By Monday morning, the Salvation Army were there, giving out hot drinks and sandwiches to lorry drivers stuck along the motorway. And their example seems to have inspired others. On Tuesday, a Sikh community gathered and gave out 800 hot meals. On Wednesday, a local football club got on board and started distributing pizzas. They went and bought all the pizzas they could find from local pizza shops and gave them out to lorry drivers in the lorry park. People being inspired by the idea of family, community, that we belong to one another, to care in practical ways. Jesus says, we are one new humanity in God our Father, and all that because of this birth on this day. So today, as I thank God for the birth of Jesus, I want to thank God for you and for everything that you've done this year that's lived out the good news of God's love that we see revealed in Jesus. And I want to thank God for all those other people, known and unknown across the world, who've done the same. For all the people who today will be feeding the hungry and caring for the lonely and ringing up their neighbours to check they're all right, caring for the sick. I pray that God will help us find more ways of doing that, more ways of sharing his love abroad, more ways, more opportunities of telling other people how good our God is and what he's done for us, and more ways of showing that by what we do. As we follow Jesus into 2021, may we all be messengers of hope and peace and love. May we be lights in the world. May we live rejoicing that we are members of the family of God. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, you send the angels to announce good news of great joy. By your Holy Spirit, strengthen your people across the world, that we may be messengers of your love. Help us to pray for the coming of your kingdom, to share the gospel message, and to be good news to those around us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I hand over to Kate now for the prayers.
This morning our prayers focus on our nativity. So we start and think about the stable, which means that we're thinking about our homes and the security that our homes give us. And we thank God for our homes and the security we have, but also make us think of those who don't have such security. So we think of those without their homes or who are struggling, who might be displaced from their normal homes, those who are hungry. And we lift them all up to the Lord for his protection.
The animals. We pray for our pet and all of God's creations. Shepherds, we pray for those who protect us, who look after and care for us.
The wise men, thank you for the wisdom and gifts you have given us. Help us use this wisdom to decide how to use our skills you gave us well. Angel, those messages from God to remind us that God is there.
Mary and Joseph, thank you for mummies and daddies. Jesus, God's Son, thank you for his birth, his teachings, his miracles, his sacrifices. Thank you for what this day means to us. Amen.
Thank you all very much for your prayers. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to all on whom his favour rests. May the peace of the Lord be always with you. Thank you. Please be seated again, and we'll come now to the communion prayer. Thank you for being with us today, and I hope that your homes, your families are full of love and laughter and joy today. Today is a day of celebration. Today is a day when God's love comes into the world. May that love be with you and with those you love. May God himself, the God of peace, make you perfect and holy and keep you safe and blameless in spirit, soul and body, ready for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son and Holy Spirit, rest upon you, remain with you always. Amen. Thank you very much. 10:30 on Sunday for our next service here at St. Timothy's. There is no service on Sunday evening.